Good morning. My name is Kristen Gabrielson. When I was asked to share my faith story, my initial thought, probably like so many others, was no. But not because I didn't want to, but because I've already shared my story. I mean, nothing has changed. I still experience the roller coaster emotions one often feels with the death of a parent. I still play my roles of wife, mother, friend, teacher, housekeeper, chef, and soccer chauffeur. I still attend church, and I'm still volunteering in the kids' programming. What could I possibly have to say? But I sat still for a moment, just a moment, and of course said yes to sharing my story because I realized that something has changed in the 11 years since my last story. The Holy Spirit has been at work, and it is I that has changed. Over the last couple years, I've had a change in internal attitude. You see, I have a jealous heart. My jealous heart wants what it does not have. It wants the bigger, newer house with the beautiful yard. It wants vacations to sunny destinations. It wants the life of freedom from debt. And it wants the picture-perfect family without the struggle of disability. That is such a sad place to be. I could feel my soul hurting, and therefore my outward behaviors were not always positive. I felt angry all the time, and I tried my hardest to not let my feelings interfere with how I live day to day. Then, what I can only describe as a divine intervention took place. I was driving to pick my son up from work, and I decided to turn on a podcast from Joyce Meyer. My mom would watch her television show every morning, so I knew of her, and I thought, let's see what she has to say. Her messages came in so very clear and just made sense. And wouldn't you know, many of her lectures centered around Paul and the Corinthians and the church. And if you've been attending the Wednesday night adult class, you will know that this was probably not by accident. In a nutshell, my perspective of my attitude turned into one of contentment and direction that simply pointed towards Christ. The messages I've heard over and over again are about how we need to be the hands and feet of Christ right where we are, and we need to go completely all in when you choose to be a Christian. I realized that that is my mission. No longer can I be lukewarm, but I need to be on fire for Christ. I realized that I need to fill my spiritual cup so that it can overflow into my circle of influence. I still volunteer on Sundays with kindergarten and first graders, and it's amazing how you can see God working through those kids with their inquisitive minds, questions, and conversations. Their pure hearts humble me, and I find I am learning more details about the Bible stories that I didn't know before. My husband Nick and I have hosted a small group in our home for the past couple years that has challenged my faith and leadership. These families have become friends, support in difficult times, prayer warriors for each other, and people that we can confess parts of our life to without judgment but with love and care. For these reasons and many more, this is why everyone should be part of a small group. I used to be so nervous to pray, but now I find it comes so naturally to pray throughout the day for even the smallest of requests and praises, and what's more is that I find myself wanting to pray. The Pulse is always the radio station of choice, and my playlists have worship music that literally brings me to tears. I look forward to Wednesday nights where I can dive into the Bible with the help of others to understand what is being said and how to apply it to my own life. These actions are the start of what has changed inside of me. I have true contentment, peace, happiness, and joy. God has brought good things and great people into my life. My jealous heart wants something different now. It wants a life of service, compassion, and grace to further the kingdom of God. I choose to see the beauty in all that God has given me, including gifts of my home, my job, my wonderful husband, and the most precious gift of all, my children. Every day brings new temptations of jealousy simply because of the world we live in. But I know that it also brings new opportunities to show a Christ-like attitude to my children, my students, to strangers, and to all those that are in my presence. This world desperately needs Jesus, and I want to be a light for him. Philippians 2:5 says, "Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus." There simply is no alternative, and I wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you.